Okay, this one is very exploring next of us, in the annoying way. The article's basically saying Enterprise AI lock-in is coming, and the interesting bit is that it's not about whoever has the fanciest model this month.
Right, it's about where the control point lands. If the model is just one callable thing, switching is annoying but fine. If the vendor owns the workflow, the permissions, the memory, and the verification loop, then yeah, that's where the lock-in starts to bite.
Exactly. And the article leans on this weird little alignment between Alex Karp and Arthur Mensch, which is funny because those are not exactly natural roommates. But the shared point is that enterprises don't buy raw intelligence. They buy something that fits inside their mess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the product truth, right? The model can be interchangeable in theory, but if your docs, approvals, audit trail, and retrieval layer all sit in one vendor's path, the buyer feels the switch long before the benchmark changes.
Yeah, and this is where I'd separate real lock-in from just inconvenience. A lot of these deployments are still basically chat with better branding, and those are not sticky in the deep sense. They're sticky the way a browser tab is sticky.
That is such a Tyler sentence. But you're right. The article works best when it's talking about actual enterprise workflows, because then the vendor is not just hosting inference, they're sitting in the middle of how work gets approved and tracked.
And that's the part I'd want more evidence for. The claim is doing a lot of work with not much mechanism in the article itself. It gestures at enterprise gravity, but it doesn't really show the line from we use your tool to we can't leave your tool.
Sure, but the line exists when state starts accumulating. If the system remembers prior decisions, routes tasks, enforces policy, and logs outcomes, then migration becomes a project, not a preference. That's the part people underestimate, because it feels boring until you're the one trying to unwind it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, who should care is pretty narrow. It's the teams already trying to put AI inside production decision loops, not the folks playing with a co-pilot on the side. If you're not binding it to real process, this is mostly a future problem.
Yeah, and that's why I'm only half sold on the broad version of the headline. Lock-in is coming for the enterprises that let the vendor own the operating layer. For everyone else, it's just another API they may swap later.
So your forecast is basically, depends on whether they build the trap themselves. That feels rude, but fair.
I'd put it that bluntly, yeah. The technical failure mode is simple. Once the wrapper becomes the system of record for decisions, you've lost optionality whether you meant to or not.
Okay, that's the real article hiding under the headline. Not spooky destiny. Just product gravity plus enough workflow surface area to make leaving annoying enough that nobody bothers.
Right, and that's much less glamorous than the headline, which is probably why it's true. Also, I cannot believe we're doing lock-in discourse on episode 604 of Exploring Next. Very on brand for us, unfortunately.
Tyler, we did sign up for this. Anyway, I think the useful read is simple. If the vendor is only the model, meh. If the vendor is the place your work now lives, then yeah, start asking ugly questions early.